Hey, this is Mr. Antoine Royale, aka Mr. I Think Different. Today I want to talk about dealing with people that you can relate to and doing business with people that you can learn from. I'm very eclectic, if that's the word. I'm pretty much well-rounded. That's the word I'm looking for. I can talk to a lot of people. I can speak with a lot of people. I can get different people to open up. You know, I'm just a good, well-rounded person. But who do I relate to? I relate to my culture. I just don't relate to the nonsense. And I'm, you know, past the nonsense. And when you ever hear me talk about the culture and talk like how dumb it is for the things that they do, know that I'm feeling, you know, sincere about it. But even if I was tired, I need somebody that's down to earth. I don't care about your culture. I don't care where you come from, your ethnicity or anything. But you have to be down to earth. Know what struggle is. Know what pain is. Know how to overcome it. Know what resilience is. Know what strength is. So when you're dealing with people, sometimes we go outside of the people that we can relate to do business. And that's cool because you learn a different side. But at the same time, we get so caught up in doing business with them that we're winning that we're forgetting about the people that we can relate to. And a lot of times, like me, I have different goals in my life. Different goals. Like, I got to go and, you know, I see things bigger, broad, on a broader scale, bigger scale. And I want things that are just major for me. But everybody doesn't see it the same. But just because we don't have the same personal goals doesn't mean that we can't relate in other areas. Like, I may like reptiles or animals, and I find somebody that's into that, so we can learn with each other. I don't care if you're from Nova Scotia. If you can speak English and we can relate on the animals, that's what we relate on. If I like basketball, we can relate on it. I don't like, you know what I mean? So we can relate, and that's how we stay to our core and our foundation. Sometimes we go so far off dealing with people doing business that we can do business with. That's cool because I'm in the business too. But that's all we can talk about. We can't relate on other levels, on personal levels. So stick with people that you can relate with on personal levels, but that goes and ties into compartmentalizing your friends and associates. You can't have one friend for everything. Then you'll frustrate yourself and you'll be pointing at them. Oh, why you ain't do this? They only showed you that they're here to help you laugh. You know what I mean? So you can't utilize them with deep conversations all the time. Then you got other people you can get deep with, but they don't have a sense of humor that the person that makes you laugh does. So you deal with them on deep things. So sometimes you may feel deep. Sometimes you may feel silly. Sometimes the deep ones don't want to go out. Sometimes the ones that go out don't want to go deep. You don't want to be deep all the time. You're different all the time. So you find people in groups that you can cater to differently, and you won't have to sit with one group for too long. You know, absence make the heart grow fonder. So if familiarity breeds contempt and absence make the heart grow fonder, and you know where to place yourself in certain areas, how long to stay there, and where you should be. So, in light of that, we have to understand and know that there are people that we deal with, and the people that we deal with, we have to be able to relate to on a regular. You know what I mean? But the business and the people that we learn from, we can do business with them. We can relate to the ones that we learn from because they may, and learn in a different aspect, because you can learn from people that you deal with as long as you're learning from them. Don't be around nobody that you can't learn from or take from, because it's supposed to be a give and take situation. And don't be around people that you can only take from. Show what you can offer so you can show your value. If you look like a person that's always taking, you look like a money hungry, like you're just a user and you just don't look too good. But if you have something to offer, they'll respect you and value you in a sense if you get around the right people. Because I seen something from Carrie Hilson. She said, if you put, gifts can seem like curses if it's placed in the wrong hands. You want to be loved and appreciated for what you do. Go to where you're loved, not tolerated. If somebody hurt you, you look at how they are and how different you were from them. Look at the reality of the situation and know that you are something. You are somebody. That's how I look at it. I look at it like, listen, I'm somebody. Can't, like, I don't care what position I'm in financially or whatever. I'm still that guy. I'm still that king. Like energy. Like that guy like energy. I'm still that. Because if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't have gotten back. I would have succumbed to the situation I was in. And it wouldn't have been, like, good at all. It would have been totally fucking different. So, if you deal with the people based on the standard that you feel that you're on in life. Don't ever, like, your higher self, never your lower self. And that was just something simple, you know, quick for me to sit with y'all and just talk and express that for a minute. You know what I mean? Maybe it's me. I think different.